around here who do go fishing, what do they catch around here? What kind of fish do they fish for?
Bass, catfish, trout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a kind of seafood that, you know, they grow in shells?
Oysters.
Yeah. And another kind of seafood, they're little curled fantail.
Shrimp.
Yeah. Right. And an animal that's here around the water makes a croaking noise.
Croak. Frog.
Yeah. Different kinds, you know about?
Toad frog.
He's around land mostly.
Toad frog, yeah.
What about the big one with the deep voice?
Bullfrog.
You ever seen these little tiny ones not much bigger than this?
Yes.
High pitched voice? Come out here after the rains?
Yeah.
You name for
them? No.
You haven't heard of called peepers or spring frogs or tree frogs? Or
no.
None of those.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were going fishing, what would you use for bait?
Worms.
Any particular kind?
Earthworms.
Okay. What about these little fish that people sometimes use?
Minnows.
Okay. And an animal that has a hard shell and he can pull his head and his legs in?
A turtle.
Okay. What about one that stays on the land mostly? What would you call him?
A land turtle.
It's a land turtle. Have you ever heard it called a terrapin, a tortoise, or a gopher, or a cooter?
I've heard of a terrapin.
Terrapin. Okay. And these animals that a lot of people in Louisiana like to eat, put them in gumbos. Around here, you find them in freshwater streams. They kind of look like a little lobster. They got little claws.
Crabs.
Or, well, these are freshwater, I'm thinking about.
No.
Crayfish, crawfish.
Crawfish.
People around here eat them. What do they do with them?
Catch them and play with them. I don't know how to eat them.
Okay. All right. Talk about insects. What about this insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Eating holes?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to put these little balls in your clothes.
Moth balls.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just talking about that insect. One of them would be
a moth.
Okay. This insect that you used to see flying around at night had a light in its tail, blinked on and off.
A lightning bug.
Yeah. And around a lake or a pond, these long, thin-bodied insects with transparent wings, they'd like to light on your fishing pole. You had to jiggle it to get them off.
Snake doctors.
What?
Snake doctors.
Yeah. You ever heard him call anything else?
Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about different kinds of stinging insects you have around here?
Wasp, bumblebees, yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm. What about one that really packs a punch? He has a big paper nest up in a tree. If he hits you, just about knock you down.
A wasp?
What I'm thinking about begins with an H.
Hornet?
Yeah. You ever run into those?
No.
Okay. And these things that really don't have a bad sting, but they bother you, you know?
Don't have a bad sting.
You might be sitting on a porch and won't light on your skin, you know? You have
mosquitoes?
Yeah.
They do have bad stings.
Well, I guess compared to a hornet, you know, it might not be too bad. And these little insects that are bad about burrowing up under your skin and raising whelps, especially if you walk around barefooted.
Ticks?
Okay, this is a little different, I think. Some people call them red bugs, some call them chiggers.
Red bugs.
Red bugs, okay. What about different kinds of snakes you know about around here?
Water moccasin, iron snake. Chicken snake.